Let's go. Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Good day. Welcome to Monday. It's August 28th, and the kids are going back to school this week. Yes, they are. They're fit to kill each other. Oh my God! You can't leave them in a room together on their own for more than 30 seconds. They are like a pair of wild animals.
Right.
So delighted for them too. They're going back on Wednesday, which means we've only got a couple more days to get through this and then back into school. And now they're the teacher. Then they're going to be the teacher. The smirk is on the other side of the face now, teachers, isn't it? You were all texting in the first week of June. I've got our holidays. We're jetting off. We're heading away. 8 weeks of bliss. But look at you now, sweating us.
Have you signed a waiver so that the teachers can use a tranquilizer dart on both of your kids?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, I wouldn't. A maximum of 8 darts per child.
Like nothing, a cushion.
Nothing that I wouldn't use at home.
True.
To come home looking like hedgehogs. All right, what have I got for you? Trump. This is Trump. He turned himself in Georgia. And the over the last number of days, there's been the photograph of his mugshot, which has been doing the rounds. He's been sharing it himself on Twitter or X. This is an old video, but it's still good. It's where they took the Seinfeld music and put it to Trump having one of his rants.
Lovely.
You know the way he goes up and he just a stream of consciousness, it's just nonsense, as he's up on stage talking at one of his rallies. On this occasion, he was giving out about paper straws.
Paper straws, okay.
So he's just ranting about paper straws, but of course it sounds like Seinfeld with his, what is the deal with airline food?
They want to ban straws. Has anybody ever tried those paper straws? They're not working so good. Right? Has anybody ever tried, seriously, the new straws made out of paper, right? It disintegrates as you drink it. If you have a nice tie like this tie, this would have no chance. By the time you get finished, the straw is totally disintegrated. Does anybody walk around with a plastic straw? Because it's not bad. You know, you whip it out, boom, boom. You never had to do that. So they want to ban straws. They said, oh, really? What about the cart? What about the plate? What about the knives and the spoons that are plastic? Oh, they're okay. But the straws we got to ban.
Today FM Summer. Cash
machine. Here we go. It's 10 grand. Specifically... poor old John was in for the chat. And now we've turned on the microphones and he can't leave.
You're trapped now, John.
John, you're trapped now. Look at him sickened over there.
That was bad timing, John.
We're going to talk for the next 25 minutes. John's going to be like, oh, God, I just want to go and live my life. And instead he's stuck in here for the chat, for the long chat at the beginning of the show. Ireland, how are you? Did you have a nice weekend? Are you a teacher? You all right? 0874 100 102. Back to work this week and... lots of love, lots of respect for the teachers. I always have. You do a sterling job, and I could never do what you do. You do an incredible job educating the young, stupid, thick minds of the Foley children. And you take them off my hands for hours at a time every day. So for that, you have my undying gratitude. But also, I'm not going to have you laughing at us when it's June and you're going off in your hollybops and you're sending in... I remember, I'll never forget this.
What?
The WhatsApps and the voice notes that were coming in the beginning of June. Hiya, just heading off now. We'll see you again in September.
Would you say smuggery?
Well, no, the worm has turned. Look at you now with your education and your long summer holidays. And you guys, you won't get 2 weeks off again until October.
Jeez, the chickens have really come home to roost.
Actually, hang on, it's a week, isn't it? It's a week in October. It's a week in October,
right.
And you won't get a fortnight off again until Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah.
Now, who's laughing? Who's laughing? The gang's all here.
Hello.
Soft launch day 300. We're celebration. We're very much in celebration mode this afternoon. 300 very soft shows as we crawl ever closer towards a hard launch of the little show that could. Or could it? That's the question that has never been definitively answered. Shout out to everyone whose child was doing hell and back. Hell and back on Saturday in the lashing rain. I was there with my beloved and my two little darlings. They were doing the hell and back. Now, this is the children's hell and back.
Mm.
The adult's hell and back. I'm conscious of saying, I'm saying Helland back rather than Helen back, because it sounds like a young one who lives at the end of the road.
It does.
And my two boys weren't doing Helen back. They were doing Helland back. And the adult one, then the grown-up version, is on in October. And it's like an endurance race.
Yeah.
Where they run for three, your children run for 3 kilometres up a mountain and then through various obstacles, mud and muck and tunnels, and they climb up walls and down slides and into ditches, absolutely destroyed with muck by the time they're coming back over the finish line.
And your kids did this?
This is the funny thing. It was hammering rain. That's funny enough, actually, right? But the funny thing was, I thought, imagine if aliens came down 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Wicklow, standing in the hammering rain, and we're standing there sending hundreds of children on their own up a mountain.
Questions will be asked, wouldn't they?
We're even taking videos in our phones and everything.
Enjoying it tremendously, the parents were.
What are they doing? The adults are sending the children, like the Hunger Games, up the mountain. Some of them might make it back. The rest of them, just send us a text. We'll be at home having the takeaway. We'll know by, say, 9 o'clock tonight if they finished it or not. Lashing rain. Absolutely horrendous.
What happens at the end of that? Do you have to hose the kids down with like some sort of power hose? Like a Karcher? One of those?
I never leave the home without a Karcher. A child's Karcher, yeah.
You might want to cover your eyes, kids.
No, I bring the goggles.
Yeah.
And then this is the other thing as well. It was sponsored by Londis. And they had a little goodie bag for the kids as they do it, you know. And inside it was like a, I don't know, a neckerchief kind of thing and a couple of other bits and bobs. And a banana.
Lovely.
Right? They got a banana each. Mm. And I swear to God, these are like, we're not rich, but we're doing all right.
Yeah.
They've seen bananas before, right?
Yeah.
But I swear to God, it's like the two of them, a 9 and 11 years of age, they're like, oh my God, daddy, look, I got a banana. I'm like, yeah, we've
different banana- though. Tell him back banana, right?
We've bananas at home. Daddy, we got a free banana. It wasn't free, it was €30 a banana. and a fiver for parking. Shocking. Anyway, they survived it. Unfortunately, they survived it. They're back to school on Wednesday. All right, we'll do the roll call after this. It's Today FM. DB Boulevard. I'm fine of you. Wow. Sam Fender. 17 going on, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Hello. So we'll do a roll call, John Paul.
Come on, then.
Will we do it?
Yeah, we can.
Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. JP.
Archer.
On Shundy. On show, Ray, congratulations on your 300th show, stealing Dave Moore's thunder. Love the show. Hey. A from Connell on show in Ardmore. I forgot Dave Moore was starting this morning. He was on between 9 and midday. The new Dave Moore extravaganza, the Dave Moore aural experience. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
It was big. Yeah, there were balloons and champagne afterwards.
Wow.
Now, do you remember back to our first show, Ray?
There was no balloons and there was no champagne.
We walked back into the office to deathly silence. Nobody looked up from their... It wasn't our best
and
work.
And nothing was ready.
I mean, you know.
I remember our first show back here and nothing was ready. We showed up on our first day and honest to God, it was like everyone went, oh yeah, you're starting today.
But today is about celebrating Dave's success.
Absolutely. Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
All of the stuff with Nicky Byrne.
All of the Nicky... So really, he should have been just called the Nicky Byrne Show.
become a recurring character.
For JP's money. I saw Nicky Byrne, he renewed his wedding vows yesterday. I read that in the paper this morning. He renewed his wedding vows, well, at some, maybe not yesterday, but over the weekend. I don't know about that. 0874-100-102. What do you think of the whole... renewing your... And this isn't a broadside aimed at Nicky Byrne. It's just coincidental that he was doing it. But I don't know. I think I'd be 50-50 on it.
Would you? In terms of you wouldn't renew your wedding vows if you had a choice.
Well, if I had someone else to renew them with, by all means. Oi, oi, you old ball and chain. No. I would... well, first of all, with my wife, who I very much love, I would renew my wedding vows.
To be clear, yeah.
If she was to ask at any stage, it's an absolute yes. I do. Yes, 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 1,000 times yes. Carry me over the threshold again, Kate. I'd say to her, my head banging against the side the door frame. No. I'd be 50-50 on it because, one, I think we've talked about this before. I had this weird sort of self-consciousness on my wedding day where I couldn't let myself go to fully enjoy it and to fully, like, just go nuts, really have the crack. And that's a big regret I have about my day, our day. She was there. There was a girl there with a lovely
dress.
White,
was it a dress?
A white dress, yeah. And she got her photograph taken with me.
Yeah.
I thought she was looking for selfies. I thought she was a fan of the show. I really love the show. Hey.
Isn't the point of it, though, when you renew your vows, you've already gone through the experience once, so you're relaxed about it. What?
I'll finish. So, because I didn't enjoy it, I'd like to be able to do it with the freedom of having had two kids, having lived a life, the mortgage, whatever, we're nearly 20 years on now. I could do a 15, whatever it is. She'll know. Check with Kate. That I could really let me lugs back and just thoroughly enjoy it, throw myself into it, whatever. But on the other hand, I do feel that it's a kind of a vain thing to do.
Right.
It's throwing an occasion for yourself. Like, you've done it. Give over. You've had your wedding. Don't be trying to do it again now.
Like, you already had an attention-seeking event.
This is it.
Now you want a second bite of the cherry.
You're having an event again all these years later that is like, look at us and tell us how great we are and wish us well and put it up on Insta and say how, you know, comment underneath and say, oh, I love you too. It's just a bit me, isn't it?
Also, and again, this is entirely separate to anything Nikki's doing. It seems to me that if you're going to renew your vows, it's saying that there's a need to renew your vows.
Whoa.
Again, can I be clear?
I'm not talking about
anyone.
But it could be me you're talking about.
Exactly. If you were to renew your wedding vows, I'd be thinking, why is he doing that? That's a bit weird.
Well, obviously
they're looking to recommit, I guess.
Yeah, or it's an excuse to throw a party. But then surely your birthday's an excuse to throw a party, isn't it? Or your anniversary. We're having a big anniversary party, guys. Come along.
You don't get presents at a wedding renewal, do you?
I wonder. I don't know. I don't think so. I just think me. 18 texts. She says, once is enough, Ray. Stephanie says, lads, I don't want to marry someone once. Never mind twice. Do you know what? You're right. I suppose 20 years on, you'd really be thinking, you know, I don't know.
Michelle makes a good point. Wouldn't be for me, Ray. I met my vows the first time, so why would I say them again?
This is it. But it's an excuse for a party, yeah. I think. But then you can use an excuse. You can use anything for an excuse for a party. Which, I don't know, we're having a big Halloween party. Let's go nuts, you know what I mean? Bonfire night, let's go crazy. On show, lads, say hello to Jenny, Ben and Tanya, road tripping in Galway from Jenny. What a tune, Eni Camozzi, love it from Patrick on show. My youngest started second year today with a face like a slapped arse. My eldest is still hungover from celebrating her Leaving Cert results. The joys of going back to school and being done with school from Lorna on show. I'd say that's a nice feeling. Being a Leaving Certer or being a first year or even just taking a year off or whatever. Come, see you now. Off to school, witchy. And yeah, on the goodie bags. This is the goodie bags that you get when you're doing, my kids did Helen back and they got a banana in the goodie bag and it's like they'd never seen a banana in their life. Like it was some sort of, they were honestly like a pair of monkeys. The way they were pawing the banana and turning it over in their hands. Like it was an entirely new sensation. My three did it on Saturday too. Darren, Blonnet and Sennon. It poured down at the end. We got soaked as well from Jackie. Jackie, I was the only person there with an umbrella. And let me tell you, in a field in Wicklow, as the rain is hammering down, the one man with the golf umbrella is king. Caroline's over there as well. Caroline?
Hi, Ray.
How you, love?
My husband Paul did the marathon in Longford yesterday, and he came home with his goodie bag, and inside was a loaf of bread and a packet of pancakes.
Wow, that certainly trumps the bananas. Did he look at the loaf of bread and go, oh my God, I've never seen a loaf of bread like this before in my life?
He was delighted.
Oh, well, there you go.
Ray Foley.
Enjoy it, man. With Care Plus. Care with a K.
It's over. Jakers, the Black Eyed Peas and Where's the Love? Today FM playing the music you love. Until it suddenly ends.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Ray Foley for your Monday. JP's around. here somewhere.
Over here, right.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah, we're talking about renewing the wedding vows. We saw a renewal. Nicky Byrne was renewing. Actually, Nicky Byrne I saw in the paper this morning renewing his wedding vows. And then the other book, Shane Phelan Phelan, he was running a marathon as well, I think, or some sort of endurance race in Sligo.
Well done, Shane.
I know which one I'd rather be doing. The wedding vows. 0874 100 102. There's no way you catch me checking. He was checking the watch. There was a photograph of him checking his time. Come on. Carla's over there. 0874 100 102. Hello, Carla.
Ray, renewing the vows screams affair.
Oh my god, I would have an affair with my wife gladly.
True enough.
I'd love to say my first vows, never mind renewing them. LOL from Catherine in Wexford. Catherine, babes, I'll marry you. And renew the wedding vows, Jenny Mac, once is more than enough from Kevin. Yeah, like I was saying, it's kind of a vanity. I don't know how long I'm married now. And is there an obligation you're supposed to do it at a certain stage? Then maybe at one of the... were you there? You were there.
I was there. It was it's a good innings anyway you've had.
Oh yeah, well, it's a feat of endurance for my wife. Mm. She does that Shane Phelan Phelan thing of checking her watch to see what our personal best is.
It's ringing.
See what our personal best is and sort of enduring the marriage to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay.
Hello?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Hello?
Hello? Can I? Hello?
Hello, yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, sorry.
You're live. Please don't swear. This is my wife, Mrs. Foley, Kate Carroll.
Saints Kate, yeah, as I said.
Every phone call should start like this.
Soon to be beatified. We're talking about renewing marriage, wedding vows.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want to get married again? To me!
Okay. Oh, cheapest.
Do you want some time to think about it, Kate?
I think I need a little bit of time. Do you know what would be handy? If we could first work out our anniversary, that would be great.
Oh.
I have a pile of children here that want to say hello to you.
No, you can free... No, tell them... No, they can't come out.
It's the last day of the... This is...
Whoa, is he swearing?
I am. Okay, I'll say come... Yeah, we'll go first.
Get married again.
Where is it going to happen?
How long are we married? How many years are we married?
I don't know.
She has no idea. See, this is why we're perfect for one another. Right, go on. Sorry for interrupting you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
She said yes, guys. She said yes to the dress.
Ray Foley.
We're doing it all over again. Here we
with
go.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
I don't even think they were my children. She was taking them to the beach or something today. Like I said, she's trying to squeeze in the entire summer holidays in the last 10 days before they actually go back. Right, it's down to the FM. I'll play Pulp and Dermot Kennedy next.
The last word with Matt.
Smile out of you in the end.
That was a tough nut to crack, though.
Night crawlers and push the feeling on. Today, FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Monday. Choo choo. Alright, so there we go. Hey. Train based songs, JP, shoot.
Oh, anything by the band Train?
Train, you love Train.
Drops of Jupiter conjures up images of trains right for me.
Absolutely mad.
Every time.
What's the other train song? Train.
There's Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers.
Shut up. What's the other? Hey Soul Sister, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
And Hey Soul Sister as well. Was Drive By Train as well. Song. Why don't we play this song, John?
On the other side of the street I knew stood a girl that looked like you. I guess
get the Playlist Monkeys to sort this out. This is a great song. It's a good radio track.
You moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that Doobie. One night was more than just
Doobie
right.
Brothers.
Oh,
come on, now you're talking. Hey, John, why don't we play this song? Classic. talk about trains this afternoon on the radio. Therefore, we need to find train-based songs. Do you remember? Down around the
corner. Face old.
Do I have it? Wait for the chorus here first. Remember Caddock? The Night Train. This isn't the right version, is it?
Oh, this is hard, lads.
Come on.
All aboard!
There it is.
The Night Train!
I have to play this on Friday. Is there any text for this?
All aboard! All aboard! All aboard!
Taking you back, lads.
All aboard!
Around the same time as Brain Bug Nightmare.
All aboard! All aboard! All aboard! The Night Train!
Oh, stop. Sensational. What are people texting?
Annette says, what about Soul Asylum Runaway Train? It's a no from me. It's a no from me. Come on, Ray. No.
Asylum. Runaway Train never coming back.
Atlantic 252.
Long Wave Radio, Atlantic 252. I'm Irish, but I sound American.
Call you up in the middle of the night.
Shocking.
Like a firefly without it.
Let me skim on there for you. What else have you got for me?
I've got Spanish Train by Christa Burr.
But I think I'll give you one more chance, said the devil with a smile. So throw away that stupid lance. It's really not your style.
What else you got for me?
Val says Love Train by Holly Johnson.
Oh,
if it's got Holly Johnson on it, you know it's good.
God.
Yeah.
Do you not remember this?
It's going to be a banger.
People all over the world. John, is it? No, it's not. Ooh. The other one is Love Train as well, which is the OJ's. Is it the OJ's? Hang on, please hold. It is the OJ's.
Oh, this is a great song. You're the fountain. You're a golden
heart. You're the highest mountain. John, why don't we play any Holly Johnson? Train songs. Hold your cool your jets. I want to play the OJ's. Train-based songs, 0874-100-102, please. Feel brand new. Give us the chorus. Are you going
to
say the KLF?
Oh, nobody's texting about that.
Are you joking?
There's one that's being requested a lot. Here we go.
People all over the world, join in.
Lads. John, give us this Sunday night between 10 and midnight. Or between 2 and 4 a.m. I will just do all train songs. Because these are brilliant.
We'll call it Train of Thought.
And then it'll actually come to 2 o'clock on Sunday morning and neither of us will be interested in doing it. We'll be like, I know, actually, you're grand. We'll do a special on what's the rock thing? The rock station or one of them.
Yeah, Today FM, whatever, rock.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Give me one way. KLF. Train, last train to Trans Central, isn't it? Train to Trans Central.
Okay, everybody, lie down on the floor and keep calm.
All aboard, all aboard, woo.
Oh, so known as the
What's everyone texting? Sorry.
Elaine is one of hundreds of people asking for Ocean Colour Scene, The Day We Caught the Train. Remember?
It'll be Friday night. Chris Evans on the telly. You don't know who's going to be a guest showing up. Wheel will be over in the corner.
And almost certainly Ocean Colour Scene will be making an appearance.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot.
clearing up the dust in the room where
John,
I
come
began.
On.
I laid my plans in solid
He's blowing out his cheeks at his desk. His
so
facial cheeks.
All like a troubadour while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll number, ride another song like Jimmy heard the day by the train. Oh, la, la, oh.
Train-based tracks, 0874 100 102. That seems kind of pointless doing the interview now, doesn't it? I mean,
it took a lot of time there.
We really ate into the hour. This is on yaycork.ie. Yay Cork, Ireland's only model village, is looking for a driver for its iconic red choo-choo train. JP, you've been looking for a plan B, a safety net for quite some time, haven't you? This could be for you. Cork's happiest job, Clonakilty Model Village, is hiring a part-time driver for its iconic red road train. Road train? It regularly winds through the town's... Let me call my train guy.
Okay.
And I don't mean the lead singer of the iconic band Train.
It's ringing.
Come on, John.
Oh, the farm groovy train. That's
hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello there. Is that Kim?
It is.
This is Kim McNamara, manager of Clonakilty Model Village. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Hello, madam.
Hello, Ray.
Choo-choo. Woo-woo.
Choo-choo is right.
We're looking at the ad for... You're looking for a train driver, is that right?
That's right. Are you interested?
Do you know what? I was just saying a minute ago, I'm always considering a plan B, a safety net. You're going to be my parachute. The question is, does the train operate all year round?
We run it during the summer, it's every day, and then in the winter schedule from September on, it's weekends and, you know, Halloween's and Christmas events we have down here, so they'll be running those times as well.
I got you. So when the kids are off on their school holidays, whatever, you'd be
running that.
I see,
yeah.
Right. So who are you looking for specifically? Do I need any specific qualifications?
You need a D+E licence, a nice clean licence that you can drive a truck or a bus with, because the train is made up of two train carriages and the engine up front. We do a little tour from the model village into Clonakilty and back, and you meet and greet the people as you go through town. The families and the people in the train can wave at everyone and they wave back at them as they go through town. They get a bit of history.
You mean friendly then? Someone who's friendly?
Yeah. Very friendly,
I'm almost
very
certainly
happy.
Ruled out on that basis then. I'm also a road hog as well. I'm a very inconsiderate driver, inconsiderate of other road users, it has to be said. Particularly cyclists and motorists.
Maybe you can find someone else to drive and you can sit in the carriage and wave at everyone as you go through town.
I hate pedestrians as well, actually. worth noting, not a fan of
consider
pedestrians.
Consider other candidates.
Sure, when I read this, I thought, because I've been and I've seen the model village and there is a train. It's not the miniature train in the model village.
No, they're for the small people. These are for the full-size people.
But who
adults
operates,
or children.
Who operates the trains in the model village? Are there operators for those?
We do all that. We have people who work here and do all that, and it's run by computer systems, so it starts and stops at the station, and you imagine people getting off the little train.
Tell us a little bit about the model village, because it is absolutely incredible. I spent a few years in Cork myself, and we did one of the summers we paid a visit when our babies were actually babies. Further north of, I don't know, Athlone, they might be thinking, it's Cork in mini form, right?
That's right. They're little houses that are they're architecturally correct, is what you'd call them. Mm. So they're representing West Cork as it used to look in the 40s when the trains were still running. So it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of living history. It's a bit of interaction. So people just walk around, see, read the storyboards and watch the trains moving. There's places for the kids to play indoors and outdoors. The train ride, as I said. We've got little remote control boats and little mini diggers that they can operate as well. So there's plenty of activity here, plenty for a couple of hours to enjoy your time down with us.
And then the train then is on the road, separate sort of. It's part of the model village experience, but you drive around Clonakilty, not necessarily
exactly.
Just around the village.
You get a little tour of Clonakilty. You leave and arrive back to the model village, and you get your board there and you get your ticket checked, and go away into town and have a little visit of Clonakilty town. There,
lovely. Yes. How much longer are you open for the summer?
Pardon?
How much longer are you open for the summer?
We're open we're going to be open all year round. We stay open all year round. We're one of the best tourist attractions you can go to on a daily basis. We're here.
Right,
we're here all the time.
I thought it was the so it's the train then, it's just it
wraps
just
up at the weekends from now on, yeah.
I hear
really.
You. Right, I got you. If anyone wants to apply, they can email info@modelvillage.ie and certainly worth a look or a day out if you're stuck for something to do. Modelvillage.ie. Kim, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you, Ray.
Woohoo! She's not going to do it.
Not going to do that, Kim.
There you go.
Well played, man.
Good sport. Cheers, Kim. Have a lovely day. All the best.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. This is Today FM. I've been holding on to fear. Is it Barry? Is it Chippy?
Yeah.
It's Barry. He wants to do it now, does he?
He's keen, yeah.
Sure, I'm in the middle of the show here. This
I know,
ridiculous.
But Barry waits for no man.
Music sounds better with you from Stardust, I want to say.
Correct.
Today FM, playing the music you love. All right, good afternoon to you. How you doing? Ray's here, JP's over there. We're talking about the Model Village in Cork. This is in Clonakilty, not in Cork. I keep saying Cork. It's out of Cork City, out in Clonakilty. And the Model Village is there. And then they've a separate thing called the train, the choo-choo train, which then drives. It's for humans to get on. It's not like for miniature people. A miniature human could get on it.
Or me, yeah.
Or JP, who's a miniature human. And then it drives around the town and they're looking for drivers for that. Modelvillage.ie is their website if you want to go on there and check that out for yourself. 0874 100 102. The Model Village is such a great visit. My 6 and 3 year olds loved it when we visited in July from IFA. And is that Model Village related to the Model Farm Road?
No, it's not.
Model Farm Road in Cork, which gets regular coverage on the traffic updates, traffic bulletins you hear on Today FM in the mornings. No. Model Farm Road, as far as I recall, this is my deep well of Cork knowledge. You see, if you cut me, I bleed red. And that's a Cork thing. That's not a hematological thing. Blood.
Porky pig. Okay,
that's not
yeah,
a blood.
Okay.
All
right.
That's not a blood thing. That's a Cork thing.
Is it?
Do you want me to tell you how the Model Farm Road got
Do I?
No, I'm not going to bother me arse telling you. No, if you're going to be like that now.
You might as well finish.
No, if you're going to be like that. No, I'll do the cash machine instead.
No, don't be a sulk.
No, you're not.
If you have the details, share with the class.
No, you're fine. Today FM, summer. Taking my bottle, I'm going home. Hey, your summer cash machine total is over. Heaven. Keen to crow in heaven on Today FM. We play the music you love. McDonald's thing going to go on for? Because they're going back to school this week. They're going back to school this week.
Already on the show, we've talked about tranquilizing your kids with darts.
It's worth saying. Just in case. Tusler are mad today, FM fans. Yeah. They're more for Matt and I have four than they would.
Tusler have been coming for you for years.
Tusler have been ringing in on the cash machine every day. I tell you what, Tusler, if you turn a blind eye, I'll put in a word with Barry Dunn and we'll see if we make a phone call to the Tusler head office. Just between you, me, and the wall. All right. Just in case the Tusla people are listening, I know they are. I love my children. I don't especially like them, but I do love them, and I would never dream of tranquilizing them, or treating them in any way that would get me into trouble with the authorities.
That's the most suspicious statement I've ever heard.
But then again, I would say that. Back to school on Wednesday in our house, and me and Mummy Foley, we're going to be lost without them. We're going to be just right. The minute we close that front door, we're going to be crying.
It's going to be very emotional for
you, isn't
it?
Very sad. This McDonald's thing's been running all summer, and I don't know, this could be the last one, could it? I don't know. Today we're teaming up with McDonald's to help families make lifelong memories. We want you to get out and enjoy all the family time that you can this summer. And in a lot of cases, it might only be for the next couple of days. The summer holidays coming to a close. Top off the perfect days out with a visit to your local McDonald's restaurant or order via McDelivery right to your door. We'll be spinning the McWheel of Summer in a few minutes. If you want to get, we've got loads of prizes. Great family prizes on the wheel. We'll be spinning the wheel. If you want to give it a spin, text McDonald's along with your name and where you're from to 0874-100-102. Do that in a few minutes. Yeah, that's nice and neat. Keep it nice and
why
simple.
Why not? Yeah, all right.
Keep it nice and simple. McDonald's, your name and where you're from, 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
I'll get someone with a winner in a few
with
minutes.
Care Plus.
I love cheap thrills. See you, Cheap Thrills. Today FM, playing the music you love. I love crazy. You've no idea.
No.
I love crazy. I go get it. Yeah. Please hold. Every time I play that song, I think of this song. I love crazy. There it is. Yeah, sorry. Okay, can I say something crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy. I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face. And then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing. Because, like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's a party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I found my place.
I see your face. And it's nothing like I've ever known before.
Because love is an open door.
Love is an open door.
So at the end of See Ya, Cheap Thrills, they sing the line, I love cheap thrills. And then your man in that song says, I love crazy. So I always go, I love cheap thrills.
It's just the way your brain's wired.
It's ridiculous. I tell you, I need medication. Text coming in on the McDonald's spinning the wheel in a couple of minutes for your family. We'll do that in a few. We've got your All-Irish track of the week. Also coming up, I'll play Becky Hill and Galantis.
Ray Foley.
Next on Today FM.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
I love crazy.
Chillness.
Just too much hard work.
Yeah.
Reuben Hester and Get Out My Head. This is Today. Wasn't there someone else today? Get Out My Head. Today FM, by the way, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. I'm going to say Shane Codd.
Oh, right.
Get Out My Head. Shane Codd.
No, I was thinking of Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie.
You're some dope. Do you
I'm
know
like stupid.
Please hold Shane Codd.
Thick as a double ditch.
Shane, and most likely a previous All-Irish track of the week as well. Get Out My Head. That's what his is, Get Out My Head. For some reason, I don't know why it's a bit bad grammar. Poor grammar from the Codds. You can. This is a banger.
Dance piano. Come on.
Play that in fairness, don't we?
A bit, yeah.
I believe we do. Today FM playing the music you love. Hello. And our All-Irish track of the week was from Reuben Hester. That's called Get Out of My Head. Two very different titles. All right, my friends, let's have a look at this. This is with McDonald's. We're teaming up with McDonald's to help families make lifelong memories. I want you to get out and enjoy all of the family time that you can this summer. But then you can top off perfect days out with a visit to your local McDonald's restaurant. Or a little nug-nugs and barbecue sauce. Or I am partial to a filet-o-fish. Whatever they do to the bone on a filet-o-fish.
What do you get on that?
You get
sauces.
Slow down.
Well, could you describe what I'm getting?
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, well, will you?
Don't rush me. You've got your bun, and it's a kind of a different bun to the normal bun you'd get on a burger. And it is very nice. This, by the way, isn't an endorsement or anything. It's just like, this is just a fact, right? And then you got your, it's to all intents and purposes, it's a fish finger, but it's in the shape of a burger. Like, it's this big square fish finger.
Right.
And then on top of there, they've used kind of a white sauce, like a tartar sauce.
Could
or
be
something.
A tartar sauce, would it be?
I usually ask them to leave the sauce off it, in fairness, because I like to put on, I think they put a slice of cheese on it as well, actually.
Cheese on fish? Now I've heard everything.
Guys, can we clip that up? JP's exclamation, cheese on fish. Yeah, cheese on fish. You know it. Do you want to make a phone call?
I'd like, yeah. Like, 3 minutes ago would have been ideal.
You wanted a description of a filet-o-fish. It's ringing as if he's never had a filet-o-fish in his life.
That's an awfully ringtone, right?
It's an awfully good ringtone.
Should be a Vanessa.
Hello, hello Vanessa.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right. I'm back in work after the weekend. I could do with another 2 days off, I think. Were you?
Yeah.
Were you working, or what are you doing all weekend? What are you up to?
No, we were in Cong in Mayo at the weekend.
Cong is a beautiful spot.
It is fabulous down there. Yeah.
Visiting your brother-in-law. You said.
Mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delighted to be home now.
Delighted to be home. Getting ready for school now tomorrow. Back to school tomorrow. So yeah, we're all a bit sad.
Who have you got in? They're going back to school.
I have Dara. Dara's 10 and he's gone into fourth class and he would love another week, wouldn't you, Dara?
I hate you sending me back to school. I don't want to go to school.
Dara, you'd want to knuckle down.
I don't want to knuckle down.
Knuckle down this year.
I'm not knuckling nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Don't miss the bus, Dara.
No, I don't want to get on the bus. I don't want to get on the bus. I don't want to go to school.
Dara, you're going to school. Come on now.
I'm not going to school that day.
Dara!
Dara talks funny.
Doesn't he?
He does. He's
for
got
a 10-year-old.
He's got a very deep voice for a 10-year-old, that has to be said. Come here, let's try and make your summer, well, at the end of your summer, before you head back, let's give you something nice from our big wheel. This is, what's it called? The McDonald's McWheel of McFun, is it?
Exactly, yeah.
McDonald's McWheel of McFun. Loads of goodies, loads of little things, loads of nice things you can do before you head back to school. Is he there or is he refusing to engage? Hello, Dara!
He's here, but can I put him on speakerphone? Or does
you
that
can
work?
If you like, I don't mind you.
Okay, hold on one second.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dara. How are you, son?
Good. How are you?
Are you looking forward to going back to school?
No.
You and me both, babes. What are you going into fourth, is it?
Yes.
Or any new subjects in fourth? Like geography or history? Do they add them in fourth?
I like geography and math.
Oh, you like them already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's well. That's at least you don't. At least you don't have those to worry about. What's your worst then? Probably Irish, is it?
Yeah. Irish and English.
Irish or English? I think you're all right at the English. You're well able to speak English.
I always find geography the easiest one, Dara, because if at any stage of any day, if you know where you are, you're kind of doing geography already.
Yeah.
Like if you know where you are, it's geography.
You're a genius. The man's a genius.
Geography.
Google Maps is a good one as well for geography, yeah. I always find as well. Yeah, it's solid enough. Worth remembering as well, if you're ever stuck in Irish, all you got to do is say, "An bhfuil ceadógam dul go dian leithreas." And you'll spend your entire day in the toilet instead of learning any more Irish. All right, you crazy kids, let's spin this wheel, see what you get. You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to spin it together, yeah?
Okay. Yeah,
all right, then. Vanessa and Dara, in your own time. 3, 2, 1.
Spin the wheel.
That wasn't bad. Or you could do a kind of a grunt if you like.
Put your back into it.
Just go, like that, right? You ready? We'll go again. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Spin the wheel!
That's good. Good spin.
Legal spin.
That's a legal spin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh. Oh, my word.
Oh!
Guys, this is fab. You've won a Zip It experience for two adults. I wish Dara'd zip it and just go to school. Yeah, this is the Zip It experience for the whole family at your choice of location in Roscommon, Cork or Dublin. We'll also include two nights hotel accommodation. And breakfast each morning as well, guys. Well done.
Oh,
lovely.
That's amazing. Thanks so much. Brilliant.
You still have to go to school, Dara.
Just go to school, yeah. Oh, thanks very much.
I'm not going to school.
Oh, and Ray. Right.
Yeah.
Love.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy your back to school. Have a great day tomorrow, Dara.
The world is going to roll me.
Jesse Jam, Price Tag, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Of a Monday afternoon. Guys, we did it. We got through it together. Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks. It was only with your endurance. We knew you had our backs, and without your support, we never would have been able to do that, because it's Monday, and my God, it's a drudge, really, isn't it, JP?
It's kind of a badge of honour to get through the show for the listeners.
We should give everyone a medal at the end of the show, all 173,000 listeners ever. You should get a medal and a banana.
Right.
At the end of the show. Model Farm Road.
Yeah.
It comes from, because I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat the entire show. Model Farm Road, it comes from a historical educational institute that was once on the road, or maybe at the end of the road, where you would learn new farming and agricultural techniques. And it was, quote, a model farm. So it was, I suppose it was a real farm, but it was like a model farm where you would learn these things. And then the road was known as Model Farm Road.
That's gas.
Did you love that now?
That's the kind of thing you see. Why did you say something as good as that at the very end of the show?
I was just going to say, I bet you're delighted you waited till the end of the show for the payoff. It's like the bit at the in the Marvel films when they show a teaser for the next one. That's what it was like.
It's exactly like that.
There's so much you didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do the Vera Power of Love, where Ireland football boss Vera Powell thrills us with a stirring rendition of the Huey Lewis and the News classic The Power of Love in
The Vera Power of Love.
We didn't get to do Mildly Cyrus, where we see which one of us can do the best impression of Miley Cyrus. JP's only sounds a little bit like Miley Cyrus, therefore we say it's Mildly Cyrus.
It's all good. As good as your model far back.
They're going to let us back on tomorrow.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.